This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
You know, I was so happy to hear Dave Chappelle say, my jokes don't incite violence, but you protesters do incite violence. I said, good. I'm glad he's fighting back, because he should fight back. Man is a treasure. He truly is. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. Thursday, which is basically Friday at this point. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We got Project Veritas dropping a video. Big bomb on Pfizer. We got more fallout from the classified documents in the sense that we've got bipartisan consensus now from Republican senators and Democrat senators that the White House needs to stop stonewalling them in what is happening right now with regards to them getting access on the classified documents that Biden had and also Trump had. They want to see those too. And the White House is stonewalling them. So we'll get into that with you as the show progresses. And wait till you hear the dumbest op-ed I've ever read in my life regarding Governor Ron DeSantis and his appearance at the Union League in Philadelphia a couple nights ago, which I may or may not have attended. I can never tell because we just don't talk. Because loose lips sink ships. And as my friend Jen and her husband Neil know, when I said the other night, you just gotta, you know, you just, you don't talk. That's how it is. That's how it goes. But if I were there, I would say that this guy has no idea what he knows about Ron DeSantis. Has no idea. That's because, as you will find out, he is a student of Howard Zinn. Who's Howard Zinn? One of the nuttiest, looniest historian, quote unquote historian, possibly to ever live in the United States of America. And that is, yes, I know, a bold statement. So thanks for being here today. We got a lot to get into. And I'll tell you what, we're also going to talk about the economy as well today. But I saw this, you know, I always try to do a balance on the show of local stuff, national stuff, because really the way I do it is whatever piques my interest. And then I just talk about it, because if I'm not interested in it, you're going to be bored hearing me talk about it, because I clearly won't be interested in it and nobody wins. So if it's interesting to me, whether it's national or local, I just go with it. But this story is local, but also national. It has national implications because the guy in the center of this is King Philip the Unaccountable, Phil Murphy of New Jersey. But he's also a potential presidential candidate in 2024. That is, if Joe Biden, who apparently is going to speak later today, and what I've heard the rumors are that it's going to be a campaign-style-ish speech. I don't know if Joe Biden is actually going to run again or what's going on here, but those are the rumors coming out of Washington today. I don't have any sources, but that's what I heard other people with sources say. So we'll see how that goes. But in New Jersey, during COVID, you know how they got all this COVID money? All these states got COVID money. The schools got COVID money. Well, it turns out the state government of New Jersey used more than $500,000 to buy SUVs to carry around the king and his and other state officials around the state. The expenditures were revealed in a memo that the state treasury department recently sent to state lawmakers detailing 46 ways New Jersey allocated millions from the $6.24 billion in COVID-19 relief that it has received from the United States government, the large majority of which has not been spent. They've only spent about a drop in the bucket. The document shows the New Jersey State Police spent $522,000 to purchase 8 vehicles to support officials, including Murphy and the lieutenant governor, who are responsible for responding to the COVID-19 public health crisis. Such a move is eligible for the funds because the state police is responsible for the security and transportation of state officials who provide leadership and lend support to the state's COVID-19 recovery efforts at vaccination sites, hospitals, nursing homes, long-term care facilities, and other affected sites. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, what did they use before they used COVID money to buy these big, fancy black SUVs? What did they use? Did the governor ride around on a bicycle? Did they take him around in like an old Hyundai Elantra from 1986? Like, how did they transport the governor of the state, out of curiosity, before that? Well, it's funny you ask, because I actually know this from experience, from having worked in the New Jersey governor's office many, many moons ago. They transport him in black suburban big SUVs. It's what they always do. So this is just another excuse to buy new cars. And of course, they use COVID money for it. Now, I thought the COVID money was supposed to be to help businesses and people who are affected by COVID and people who've lost their jobs and you know, to help maybe towns and restaurants. But instead, we're buying fancy cars to transport the king so that his royal tuchus doesn't touch leather that isn't Corinthian, because Corinthian leather is, of course, nothing but the best. So I would hope that he has Corinthian leather for his royal tuchus. Would never want him traveling around on mere mortal cloth or fabric, or even just your run-of-the-mill leather, obviously. And the king needs to be able to go as fast as he wants, because it's an emergency, you understand. He's got to respond to COVID. So lights and sirens, let's do this. Under a deal with lawmakers, Murphy is allowed to decide how to spend pandemic relief money approved by Congress on items less than $10 million, up to $200 million total. And the committee has to approve anything more than that. This comes as Republican lawmakers have routinely criticized Murphy for mishandling COVID-19 funds and not allocating money that remains unspent. Assemblyman Hal Wirths, who is a member of the budget committee and a personal friend of mine for a very, very long time, said, talk about mixed priorities, he said. Millions of state residents have to drive their old cars even longer, but Murphy spent $500,000 meant to help them buy new cars on himself and other state officials. It takes a lot of creativity to try to connect his needs with fighting the effects of COVID-19. The same report noted how Murphy's administration allocated $15 million in aid to improve its bid to host the 2026 World Cup. His office said landing the tournament, which it has, will give a jolt to New Jersey's tourism and hospitality industries, which were battered by the pandemic. Well, there you go. Let's just hope those SUVs were at least purchased at a New Jersey car dealership. That's all we can hope, but we'll see. Also, two school districts in our area, about 12 of them in the state, have been moving money around in Pennsylvania, playing a shell game with taxpayer funds by moving money into reserve accounts to allow them to make a case for raising property tax rates. So, see, state law limits how much school districts can raise property taxes and also sets limits on those increases, but allows for exemptions to be granted in one of two ways in Pennsylvania. You can ask voters permission through a referendum, or you can ask the State Department of Education for a referendum exception. Well, these 12 districts collectively raised taxes 37 times during the 4 years that they were reviewed, and each district applied for a referendum exception at least once. They did a big Wednesday news conference at the state capitol in Harrisburg, and they said each of these 12 districts had sufficient unused funds in reserve accounts that made some of the 37 tax increases unnecessary. What they found was a little shell game where they were moving money into different accounts, and then it didn't seem like they had the money, even though they had the money, and it's technically legal, but obviously it's a scam because they were able to raise taxes on people and get more school money, even though they had the money, because they didn't want to spend the money, so they just moved the money around. Like, oh, we don't have it in our checking account. It's in our double secret probation savings account, but we definitely can't access that, so we need to raise taxes. 12 districts, including in Allegheny, Bucks, Chester, and Delaware, Lancaster, Montgomery County, Northampton, and Washington counties, included urban, suburban, and rural areas. Some were wealthy and some were poor. Given that the district's diversity and findings were all engaged in the same budgeting practices, it is not a stretch to say that it's not happening across the Commonwealth, which is good, because I think it is absolutely shady and dishonest. And if you're going to raise taxes with people, at least be transparent with them and give them the opportunity what the law allows, which is to do it through a referendum, and be honest with them, and then let the voters decide. But don't play these little freaking shell games where you go, looky, looky, how broke we are and poor, except for over here in this fund that you can't see because we just hid it from you. I hate stuff like that. I really do. There's no transparency. And this is the kind of stuff that really just annoys the hell out of me. Dave McCormick ran for U.S. Senate. You probably remember in Pennsylvania, lost in a very close and contentious primary to Dr. Mehmet Oz. Of course, Dr. Oz would go on to lose the general election to John Fetterperson, whose wife, I should mention, Giselle, is all the rage right now as they're writing more puff pieces about her. Penn Live, PA's Giselle Fetterperson finds new role and larger platform for change. Now, it's obviously Fetterman, but I'm not going to gender their last name. So I say Fetterperson. But yeah, there's a big puff piece on her, which maybe I'll talk about at some point as well. Well, it turns out Dave McCormick is the favorite to take on the lesser Casey in 2024. Bob Casey Jr., who, as you know, only appears once every 6 years, sees his shadow, and then goes back to bed and then wakes up in time to run for re-election 6 years later. That's basically what happens. Nobody ever sees Casey. And when Casey comes out, he's so boring anyway that people are like, was the lesser Casey here? I don't even know if I saw him. Well, Dave McCormick's been getting a lot of encouragement by people in the party to run. I think he's fantastic. He's a great candidate. He would be a great candidate. Obviously, I think there may be other people that jump in the race, but he has a lot to offer. And a lot of people think that had he been the nominee, perhaps maybe he would have beat John Fetterman. Now, you can't play games like that. It's useless to try to pretend that that would have occurred because it's hindsight, and hindsight never helps anybody. But I think he would have a very good shot in 2024, particularly because Casey is useless, but also because it's a presidential election year. And last year was not, obviously. It's presidential election years mean higher turnout. And if we have a good candidate running for president as a Republican, strong candidate, whether it's Trump or DeSantis or whoever, I mean, I think in Pennsylvania, the Republican running for U.S. Senate has a very good chance. Very good chance indeed. So we'll see where that goes as well as we cover all this stuff for you. But then again, it also depends on what Democrats are going to do. I mean, is Joe Biden running for re-election or not? That is the mystery that still persists to this moment in time right now. What I do know, though, is that there's a lot of very angry senators today, Republicans and Democrats. I heard Marco Rubio. I heard Mark Warner from Virginia, a Democrat. Certainly Senator Tom Cotton. All very angry at how the White House is stonewalling them on getting access to the documents that they need to review these classified documents. And that is a job of the Senate Intelligence Committee to have access to this stuff. But the game that the White House is playing, and what Senator Tom Cotton said yesterday, is they are hiding behind the special counsel. They're hiding behind the Department of Justice investigation into the classified documents. I mean, I'm not surprised by that, and you shouldn't be surprised either, because that's what I've been telling you is happening. This is a game. The game is, oh, look, we can't talk to you because we have a special counsel. It's Department of Justice. So we got to zip it. We'd love to talk, but we can't talk. We got to zip it. And then you turn around and you go, wait, hang on a second here. This is the Senate Intelligence Committee. All these members have classified materials they're able to see. They have the briefings and backgrounds. They have the highest level of clearance. If they go out there and talk about what they've seen in a way that jeopardizes national security, they'll lose that clearance. They're getting a lot of personal trouble. So why is this a problem? And it isn't a problem, but it's just another example of how this administration is stonewalling everybody and how this administration does not believe that it needs to be transparent with the voters and transparent with the Congress of the United States of America. I mean, it's amazing to me that I even have to say this. And you will not be surprised to learn officially that the United States Department of Justice was prepared to seek a search warrant had Biden not consented to the home search, according to sources. Let me translate that for you. All right. In order for Joe Biden to seem like he was magnanimous and, quote unquote, self-reporting, Joe Biden turned around and said, hey, come search my home after I've already removed documents from my office at the Penn Biden Center, my garage, and other documents as well from my home. But now you can come search. Now you can come search. And the media, of course, went, wow, what a guy. What a guy to let the FBI in like that to his own home to search. I mean, really, this is just the beacon of transparency. Of course, they were going to go in there and search anyway, because there's a special counsel doing a fake criminal investigation. So Biden would have had that happen regardless. So what the decision was by the lawyers and in conjunction with the Department of Justice was, we'll invite you in. We'll let you come in and search our home, even though you're going to get a warrant and do it anyway. But we'll let you do it. We're gonna be magnanimous like that. You got to see that through that, of course. Here is Paula Reid, CNN's senior legal affairs correspondent, She was on with Wolf Blitzer's Beard, and she says there actually could still be more searches. Cut four.
This was unprecedented. The FBI searching the home of a sitting president. Now, Biden's team has stressed that they were cooperating. They wanted this search to happen. But we've learned that federal investigators also were prepared to seek a warrant if they did not get consent to search the Wilmington property. Now, the Justice Department never had to raise that possibility in these discussions because they came to an agreement about how the FBI would be allowed to search the house. They were given access and allowed to search the entire premises. But look, the Justice Department is aware they need to treat this case the same way they treat the Trump probe. The facts of these cases at this point, they are very different. But as we heard the Attorney General say on Monday, they will treat everyone equally.
Paula, I know you've learned there were some who were frustrated inside the Department of Justice with how the Biden team actually handled some things, right?
That's right, Wolf. Some justice officials have been frustrated at times by certain decisions the Biden team has made. For example, weeks after the Justice Department told the Biden team that they would be reviewing this case, the president's team searched the Wilmington home and didn't tell the Justice Department until after they found classified material. A notification wasn't required, but the lack of advance notice irritated some justice officials. Now, we've also heard concerns about how the White House was not fully forthcoming with the public when the story first broke. They confirmed the discovery of documents at the Penn Biden Center, but they failed to mention that classified documents had also been found in Wilmington. And look, all of this, Wolf, helped inform the decision to ultimately appoint a special counsel.
There's more that you've been reporting as well. What else are you learning, Paula?
Well, we've also learned that going forward, Special Counsel Robert Hur is expected to start soon. He's not on the job quite yet, but once he is, this will become a full-blown criminal investigation, and we do expect that there could potentially be more searches.
There could be more searches. If anybody believes this is a real, actual criminal investigation of the President of the United States, then you're kidding yourself. This is not. And the reason why I keep talking about this so much is because there is no transparency. This is a cover-up. Remember, Biden's been covering this up since November of 2022. And the only reason we know about this is because somebody dropped a dime after the documents were turned over to the National Archives, and the Inspector General at the National Archives did what the Inspector General of the National Archives is supposed to do and let the Department of Justice know. And somewhere along the way, somebody dropped a dime to the media, and then CBS News reported it. Otherwise, you would not know any of this was happening. And secondly, there's no way Merrick Garland is going to charge the president of the United States with anything. This entire special counsel is a fugazi designed to lend credibility to the special counsel that's investigating former President Trump. That's all it is. And to try to pretend like the two are equal, except they're not equal because Trump was president and Joe Biden was not at the time these documents were stored in his house, in his garage, and at the Penn Biden Center. Some of these documents also go back to the time when he was a United States senator. So this entire investigation is done to simply stop any progress, any momentum, to obfuscate and to roadblock and to stop the Congress from being able to do its job. And so that Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House fembot, can stand up there and go, I refer to White House counsel. I refer to White House counsel. Well, got to go to White House counsel on that one. Oops, sorry. Sorry, special counsel. Yeah, for that one, talk to special counsel. Oh, on that one, Department of Justice. Yeah, refer to them. The entire what this investigation is all about. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. It's Thursday, and I'm glad you're here.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
It is a Thursday afternoon, busy, busy day. Members of the United States Senate Intelligence Committee said Wednesday that they should have access to classified documents that were discovered in the homes of President Joe Biden, former President Donald Trump, and former Vice President Mike Pence, arguing that Biden's administration is stonewalling them over the matter. Senators reacted with swift bipartisan anger after a classified meeting with National Intelligence Director Avril Haines, insisting that they need to see for themselves what documents the three men were holding. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Mark Warner, a Virginia Democrat, said, quote, "It is our responsibility to make sure that we, in the role of the intelligence oversight, know if there's been any intelligence compromised," he said. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida held a joint news conference as well, and Rubio said exactly the same thing. And Senator Tom Cotton was hot to trot over this. I mean, so much so that Senator Tom Cotton is actually threatening now to block Biden nominees over the classified documents flap and how the White House is not cooperating with the legislative branch as per what the Constitution requires here. Here's Senator Tom Cotton yesterday, cut number five.
"These documents for the Congress to make our own informed judgment about the risk to national security, if any, of these documents being present outside of secure facilities. Several other senators, I suspect, are going to take the same view. I suspect the Republican majority in the House will as well. There's a simple solution to this. The administration should stop stonewalling the Congress and provide these documents to us."
You keep saying the former Vice President.
Which agency is it specifically?
"Well, obviously, it comes from the top because the president is accountable or is responsible for the entire executive branch. So whatever bureaucratic disputes are happening behind the scenes, it's the president who has the decision to say, provide these documents to Congress. Members of Congress in both parties, in both chambers, are saying Congress should have it to conduct our legitimate oversight, which in no way interferes with an investigation by either special counsel into either President Trump or President Biden."
So you want to see all the documents? Director actually say that?
I'm not going to characterize what the Director of National Intelligence said or anything else that was discussed in a classified setting.
But I will say
Congress should have these documents and be able to review them. There's a longstanding precedent for this. It happened under President Trump. It happened, for instance, during Justice Kavanaugh's confirmation process when we reviewed highly sensitive FBI documents. It happened on occasion under President Clinton. There's no reason why Congress cannot review these documents in a secure, classified setting so we can make an assessment about what damage it may have caused to national security, if any.
And that includes the former Vice President, the documents found at the former Vice President's home as well. You would want to see those too?
Yes, I think those are appropriate as well. There's no reason, again, that Congress should not see these documents. We have a legitimate constitutional oversight role to decide what, if any, damage may have occurred. And it is unacceptable for the administration to simply stonewall both the House and the Senate, Democratic and Republican members alike, who are insisting that we perform that responsibility.
Yeah, you got bipartisan anger here over this. And, you know, I remember the days when Trump was president very, very well. Remember how many times that idiot Lawrence O'Donnell would come on MSNBC and go, "This is worse than Watergate. This is Watergate." You're not hearing any of that right now from the cackling idiots on television. But you have the White House now stonewalling Congress when they have a constitutional responsibility in oversight of the executive branch, stonewalling them. And there's crickets in the media about this. You have an executive branch of government that is covering up when the documents were actually discovered and pretending like Joe Biden, quote, self-reported, which he did not do. I'm sorry, but when did we come to a place in this country where we're just going to say the executive branch of government can just do whatever the hell it wants? Just do whatever it wants to do. Don't worry about it. This is a cover-up that is absolutely akin to Watergate, because we heard that so many times when Trump was president. Watergate, Watergate, Watergate. You have bipartisan anger over the White House stonewalling them. Everybody know, and the House representatives, they know this entire special counsel has done. It's deliberate, entirely deliberate to do one thing, and that is to shut down any inquiries that the House Oversight Committee can make into this. And why does this matter? Because of the smoking gun. That's why it matters. The smoking gun is Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden having access to those classified documents. You know what Senator Tom Cotton is alluding to here? It's exactly what Miranda Devine pointed out in the New York Post the other day. It's exactly what I talked to Dr. Victoria Coates about yesterday. How did that idiot Hunter Biden, who can't write two sentences because he's usually too busy snorting cocaine off hookers' behinds, how does this guy write a detailed memorandum on Ukraine and Russia and all this stuff on April 13th, 2014? Quote, on April 13th, 2014, Hunter Biden sent an email to his business partner in Burisma, Devin Archer. Now, he sent this week, a week before his father, the vice president, flew to Ukraine to meet with Ukraine's prime minister. In the email, Hunter Biden composed a detailed memo with nearly two dozen data points about the political and strategic situation on the ground in Ukraine. What's so immediately striking is that the email bears no resemblance whatsoever to anything else we have ever read that Hunter Biden ever wrote. In fact, it sounded like something produced by the State Department. There's no question that Hunter Biden used classified materials to assemble this email. Listen carefully. Quote, this is from the email. The strategic value is to create a land bridge for RU to Crimea. Notice how he uses the diplomatic abbreviation for Russia, RU, because he's in the know. Otherwise, you would just go Russia. You're not going to go RU. You're going to say Russia. It's only some egghead at the State Department's going to write it as RU. Otherwise, you're just going to go Russia. What's the value for Russia? Not RU. But if you're copying something that was a memo from somebody, some egghead of the State Department who would write it like that, and you are not smart enough, and Hunter's not, to be able to figure out how to make it sound like his voice, it's going to sound exactly like the person who wrote it. And that's not Hunter Biden. So the real question here is, did Hunter Biden have access to these classified documents? Did Joe Biden know anything about it? And was all of this used to enrich Hunter Biden and vis-a-vis Joe Biden as 10% for the big guy? Because if that's the case, we've got a major, major scandal here. In fact, some of the writing here goes like this. Ready? That won't directly affect Burisma Holdings, but it will limit future UK exploration and utilization of offshore opportunities in particular. It will also further destabilize the UK nationally and for whatever government is in power, and the US will respond with even stronger sanctions. Those sanctions will threaten the tenuous support of the EU, which does not have the political will to incur steep energy prices, and so on and so on and so forth. Does that sound like anything Hunter Biden could have ever written? No, it does not. That, to me, is the real scandal here, and I think it's what Tom Cotton is getting at. I think they know it's there, and I think we know that Hunter Biden used it to enrich himself and enrich his father. So it's not just a matter of having classified documents hanging out in the garage. It's a matter of using those classified documents for business purposes, profiting off of them, and ultimately the president of the United States of America profiting off of those classified documents. Because 10% for the big guy is Joe Biden. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. Listen, my buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria, great guy, great friend, great dentist, and the master of dental implants, of course. We trust him. My wife, my mother, my father, my kids, we all go to Dr. Mike. His office is unique in that they treat your needs, not driven by money or costs. In fact, that's why for 9 consecutive years, Dr. Mike Venaria has been voted top dentist in South Jersey. And 2 offices, Cinnaminson, New Jersey, and Woodbury, New Jersey, both are right across from the bridge, right over the bridge, easy to get to. And he's got patients that travel from all across the country. I mean, Texas and California, so certainly Pennsylvania as well. Mama Zioli comes from Myrtle Beach. There's a reason why, because he's a great guy, funny guy, too, like-minded. I think you'll enjoy talking to him about these various issues of the day, and he'll exceed your expectations. Dental implants are complicated. You'll get a free consultation, and you'll be in great hands. Pain-free root canal treatment, pediatric, general, cosmetic dentistry, it's all there with my buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria. So reach out to him today at 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or venariadental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A. My buddy, my friend, and the master of dental implants, venariadental.com.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
And hopefully I'll keep you hanging on every word today. 855-839-1210 is the number on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. So, yeah, I mean, this is why it matters. It matters because of this cover-up and this corruption of Hunter Biden. And, you know, I just, maybe I'm old school in this and old-fashioned. I just think it's completely inappropriate for the president of the United States to make money off of his idiot, crack-fueled son. I mean, again, it's just, call me crazy. These standards of what I expect from presidents, and they're not supposed to take money. And vice presidents, too, because Joe Biden was vice president at the time. And call me crazy again, maybe the idiot, crack-fueled son of the vice president of the United States at the time should not be using classified documents to help his client, Burisma, who's paying him $83,000 a month to do nothing, useless, and clearly he wrote this stuff. Look, the Bidens have a long history of plagiarism. Executive producer Matt DeSantis, when I say that, because normally you'd be the first one to jump in if I say something that I could get sued over. When I say the Bidens have a long history of plagiarism,
I think that's actually okay to say.
Because
that's
they
been
do
verified.
Have a long history of plagiarism.
Go ahead. I won't stop you.
What is the one that comes to mind the most? The famous speech, right?
Yeah, he ripped off that British politician. I don't remember his name exactly.
Yeah, the British.
But I mean, it's word for word. Growing up in coal mines, he didn't even try.
Did not even try. Well, it was word for word, and it was literally, we've played this before, Biden saying it in conjunction with the, in fact, can you pull it up? I know
I
it might take
it.
A couple, we'll this find will, it.
It'll take me a minute, but I'll.
That's okay. Fine. But that's what I mean. Plagiarism is probably genetic, I would think. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but you know, but I would think that if your father plagiarizes, you're more likely to plagiarize. It's like, you know, Luke is a Jedi because Darth Vader was a Jedi. You know what I mean? It's like it runs in the family. I think plagiarism runs in the family, too. So the idea that Hunter Biden would plagiarize a national security classified briefing on Ukraine and Crimea with all of these very elaborate points and then send them to a memo because his father's a plagiarist and he just, it's in the genes. Yes, absolutely. Yes, it makes perfect sense to me. Perfect sense. I don't see how anybody could dispute that. But this is why this matters. It also matters, too, because of the stonewalling and the absolute nature that the executive branch of government, again, is not cooperating with the legislative branch. Look, we are about to get into some serious oversight issues. COVID-19, for example. We are about to get to the bottom of Asanto Fauci, Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor, formerly. You have to always say that by law. His role in all this, gain of function research. In a little bit, I'm going to play you a clip from a Project Veritas video exposing Pfizer admitting that, yeah, they are looking to mutate COVID-19 to create new vaccines. And the guy admits that COVID-19 was created in a lab through gain of function research. We have to get to the bottom of that. But if the executive branch of government can just stonewall the legislative branch, we never will. We'll never get to the bottom of that. We got to get to the bottom of what the FDA and the CDC knew about vaccines when they gave the emergency use authorization at the time when they were out there saying things that were patently false. But again, if the executive branch of government could just turn around and just shut it down like they can shut down this, then we'll get nowhere. The value of having the Republicans as the majority in the House of Representatives comes down to them cutting through the BS and getting answers for us on these issues that matter to our families and our lives, and our country. And that's so absolutely, absolutely essential to what we have to do here. You got it, DeSantis? Let's do it. Here, this is the father, the senior plagiarist in the family, Joe Biden. Take a listen.
Democratic presidential candidate Joseph Biden today faces a controversy. 3 weeks ago at a debate at the Iowa State Fair, he used phrases identical to those delivered by British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock.
Biden seemed to be claiming Kinnock's vision and life as his own.
Why is it that my wife, who's sitting out there in the audience, is the first in her family to ever go to college?
Why is Gladys the first woman in her family in 1,000 generations to be able to get the university?
My ancestors who worked in the coal mines in northeast Pennsylvania and come up after 12 hours and play football.
8 hours underground and then come up and play football.
It's almost comical, but it's not. It's sad and depressing. So I think I've just proven what everybody's been wondering, I've just proven the fact that Hunter Biden absolutely used that classified briefing material to brief his client Burisma and make money and 10% for the big guy because of the fact that I have determined plagiarism to be a genetic trait.
Not a thing. There we have to draw the line legally.
I have determined single-handedly that plagiarism is, in fact, a trait passed down from generation to generation. Well, if it's not, look, I'll say this. If it's not biological, what is the old thing they always say? It's something's learned, something is...
I don't know. You could have just said the apple doesn't fall far from the tree or something.
Apple doesn't fall from the tree. Nature versus nurture. So if it's not nature, like maybe you don't inherit plagiarism as a gene, like blue eyes, but maybe
it's a recessive
gene. It's a recessive gene, right, Henry? Yes, exactly. But what if it is just nurture? Like you grow up around a guy who blatantly rips off a guy who's a way better speaker with a much cooler accent for a speech and all the other papers in college that Joe Biden ripped off, too. Let's not forget that, too. And all the lies he told, then you're just going to probably follow suit in that. And especially if you look at your old man, and your old man keeps getting away with it all the time, you're probably going to feel that way too. So I'm just saying, it just seems to me to be that. What am I saying here right now? Henry, what did you just send me?
I just think that tweet is so poorly worded by AP Stylebook.
All right, I'll do that at four. I didn't know if that was relevant to the conversation right now, but that's very good. No, always send me that kind of stuff. It's good. You and my spirit producers out there always need to keep sending me all the information. It's very, very critical. But look, oversight is everything. And I want to get to the bottom of all of the issues that are out there regarding the executive branch of government. Let's not forget something. The National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases, of which Fauci ran, that is part of the executive branch of government, all right? The FDA is part of the executive branch of government. The CDC is part of the executive branch of government. HHS, I can keep going. You get the point. So if you say to yourself, if you turn around and you go, and you don't think it's a big deal that these bipartisan group of senators on the United States Senate Intelligence Committee who have the legal authorization to review classified material to determine if the national security of the United States of America has been compromised, if the executive can stonewall them, just imagine what the kind of crap they're going to pull when the House Oversight Committee looks into trying to get to the bottom of gain-of-function research. Or when the subcommittee on the weaponization of the surveillance state against the American people that Jim Comer and Tom Massey and all these other guys are behind. Jim Jordan's going to chair it. And they turn around to the FBI and they say, hey, listen, we want to know exactly how much you did to influence the Hunter Biden laptop story, to cover it up and to suppress it. And send us that information. And then the Department of Justice says, no, national security, we're not going to give it to you. We're not going to cooperate. Or the White House classifies it. But with all this classified document nonsense going around, have you stopped to ask yourself one question? Does this stuff even need to be classified? I don't know. But if the executive branch wants to just hide anything, all it has to do is classify it. You realize that? It's all you got to do. And if you don't think it's a big deal, then let me ask you this question. Are you convinced that what happened to John F. Kennedy, President Kennedy, the assassination is the way that they tell you it is? Because if not, you need to know that the CIA continues to this day to hold up the truth, because whatever truth, whether it's the Oswald or it was a gang of jugglers on the grassy knoll, we don't know, because as of right now, so much related to the assassination is still classified. Ask yourself that question for a moment, and then come back and tell me that this is no big deal. If the executive branch can just hide things from the Congress or the American people by just simply going classified, boom, how are we ever going to get to the bottom of the lab leak of COVID-19? You know as well as I do, because you're a smart person, this virus didn't come from an undercooked bat burger. This virus came from that lab in Wuhan at the WIV, the Wuhan Institute of Virology. But all they have to do, the minute that we get close to getting the truth, is just go classified, national security, can't talk about it. The FBI in this country has done so much in the last several years to effectuate our politics. It's why I say, without hyperbole, we are living in a police state in the United States of America. I don't say that just to be shocking. I say it because it's true. Because the literal textbook definition of a police state that I learned about when I was at the University of Maryland taking my political philosophy classes is it's a government that uses its national security and federal law enforcement powers to effectuate politics. What the hell do you think has been happening in this country? 2016, 2020, and all the years in between. The FBI and the national security state working to effectuate our politics, to change our politics, and to make sure their people win. And then to bring down the people that did win. This is what happens. But how can we get to the bottom of that if when the House Oversight Committee turns around and says, we want all the documents related to this, and the executive branch could just turn around and go, nope. Sorry, folks. Moose out front should have told you. Park's closed. Got nothing for you. When you've got Democrat senators standing up and saying it is outrageous, we have a right to see these classified documents, the executive branch must comply here, and they're not complying, that is an impeachable offense. You know that, right? That is an impeachable offense because that is a high crime and misdemeanor when the executive branch of government does not comply with the legislative branch. That is exactly why the framers of the Constitution put the impeachment clause in the Constitution. It is to force the executive to do their job. It is not because of all the other things that you've heard over the years about high crimes and misdemeanors. What they literally meant, if you go back and read the Federalist Papers and when they wrote about this and they talked about this, it was if you have an executive that will not submit to the will of the legislature and the people, how do you deal with that? That's why you have the impeachment clause. So we have the Republicans now in charge of the House oversight process, which is, thank God, it's a great gift. But if they can't do any oversight, what the hell's the point? What is the point? And if you're the framers of the Constitution in 1787 in Philadelphia and you're sitting around a bar, tavern somewhere, drinking grog, and you're trying to figure out how you can ensure that the president does not become a king and do whatever the hell he wants, you put in this oversight process. You put in this check and balance in our Constitution. But you also have to figure out a way to deal with an executive who will not cooperate with the legislative branch. And I don't mean in terms of passing laws and bills. I mean in terms of doing his freaking job. Well, then you have a way to deal with that vis-a-vis the impeachment clause. But again, this is what they're not talking about out there because they don't really understand how serious this crisis is. This isn't just about the documents that were found in Joe Biden's house, and it isn't just about Hunter Biden. But it's also about corruption. It's also about stonewalling. It's also about a cover-up, but it's also about what else we need to get to the truth. All of these other issues depend upon us being able to get to the truth. COVID, the FBI, the censorship by social media in conjunction with the national health industrial complex. Private American citizens who lost their First Amendment rights to be able to say and hear information. It's essential. It's at the heart of the case of Missouri v. Biden, which hopefully will get to the United States Supreme Court at some time. It is essential to everything. It is, to quote Joe Biden, a big effing deal. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Listen, USA Installation is fantastic. I highly recommend them. And you can save some money right now because there is a federal tax credit for you to insulate your home up to 30% of the cost. And USA Installation has low monthly payment plans, lets you cover the cost of the insulation over time as you are saving money on your utility bill. Now, why did we do this years ago? We did it because our home was freezing all the time. My wife's always cold, and we were just jack up the thermostat, but it wasn't doing anything. And then USA Insulation injected their premium foam insulation into our walls from the outside, creating this foam barrier. Cold air's out. The warm air you're paying a lot for, stays in. And that's why it works. You know that heating costs have gone up 35% over the past 2 years. And if you think it's going to get any better, just look around you. Look at the war on energy that's happening right now. You know you're going to be paying more year after year. So you might as well make the investment now to insulate your home, especially if you have an older home. Bring it up to modern insulation standards. Because homes built before the 1980s have terrible insulation. And if there was any, it's builder's grade. It's probably deteriorated or broken down over the years now. But USA Foam Insulation is top of the line, the absolute best. 1-800-USA-FOAM. 1-800-USA-FOAM or usainsulation.net.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.